we are in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Let us just quickly see the Gemara. We had a shaila if mutar livel betchila b'shabbes or also livel betchila b'shabbes. By Rav Omri, Rav Shori, Ushmul also. The yeshiva of Rav, they said, Rav was matar. And Shmuel Asad. Benerdoi Omri, Rab Osa, Ushmuel Shori. Omar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Besimonech, Eilu Mekilen La'atzmon, Ve'eilu Mekilen La'atzmon. That each one was Mekel, they said that Thera Sheshive was the Matir. Frek the Gemore, Ve'rab Shori. The Gemore was under the opinion that the heter was because it's a dover sheinei miskav. For Omar Rav Simi Bar Cheski and Mishmei de Rav, Hai misuchrayo de nezayse, also laduke biyom etove. One is not permitted to stick in tightly misuchrayo de nezayse. And the Moise of Rashi, they bring down, Rashi said, Mesuchai de Nezayse, Beged, Kirchen, Birbarze, Chovish, Olcheresh. That means there was a stopper of a Chovish, Olcheresh. And since the stopper was not able to fit exactly, to stuff completely the neck of the Chovish, so they used to go and wind around the stopper a beget. Kedesh tistaim hanekev yofe. That the hole should be completely sealed. Hai misuchaya denezaisa, osa laduke biyometove. Because he's making schite by being mahadik. These begodim, he's being seichet the mashke from the begodim. Even though he's einim miskaven, so we see Rav holds dover sheinim miskaven is osir, and here they said Rav was mater. So the Gemara answers, Bahu afilu Rav Shimon moide. Abaye verove da omri tavayu moide Rab Shimon bepsikreishe v'lo yomus. Rab Shimon is moide by a psikreishe. So this is a psikreishe. If you'll be mahadik, the barze that's mesuvav with begodim, it will zicha be schite. So this is, the head is no heta of dovo sha'inei miskab. Now let us see Taisvis. Hai misuchraiso de nezaiso osa loitko. Perish bekuntres, vechein rabbeinu chananu, ubeorach bechad lishne, vechein beseder tanoi vamoiroim, do osa mishum schite, by being mahadik, the saturated cloth into the nekev, so you're being seichet the mashke from the baget, from the cloth. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked on this. Do ha-schite mishum libun. The reason schite is also is because by being seichet the baget, you're being melaben the baget, you're cleaning the baget. And the musig of libun v'lo yishaycho b'shar mashkin. And libum is not shayach by other mashkois. The whole dovo, hamalachlech es boiloi. Everything that will make a stain to the dovo that it's nivla boy, kigoin yayin v'sheicher v'shemen, it is not a clear mashke. So by squeezing it out, you are staining the baget, but you are not cleaning the baget. Only water is malaben a baget, a yedei schitose. the Raya Ledova, and I'll prove it to you, that Libun only applies by water. That means the Chazal Wagoizel, a beggar that came, that became saturated with water, he might come and squeeze it out, and he'll be malabit. A beggar that became saturated with other liquids, Chazal will never geyser, maybe he might go and squeeze it out. Now, the possibility of squeezing out is the same by all. But the teretz is, by mayim, if he squeezes it, he's melabit. So they assert to saturate it, k'zeresh shema osi l'day schite. By other mashkois, if he'll squeeze it out, there's no issel. So therefore, Chazal didn't assert. Kidamrinon ba'eluk shorim. Now Tosafot brings a few riots that by water they were afraid that a beged might get saturated with water and you might come to squeeze it. Hoya mahalech b'shabbos. A person was walking in Shabbos. Upoga ba'ames hamayim. And now he gets confronted with an ames hamayim. Is he permitted to cross this ames hamayim? Heichi levet lin chais b'maye, osi lidei schite. The begodim might fall into the water, they might get wet, he might be seichet them. So by mayim, they were chayish, he might come lidei schite. V'san yanami b'peirik chovis, umistapig ba'aluntis, a person is, dries himself with towels, but he should not bring home the towel that he dried himself with. He might squeeze it out, and by doing that, he'll be melabim the towel. One is not permitted to be matbil kelim. We're speaking about different types of begodim. One is not permitted to be matpul them, or kelim made out of material, because he might come and be seichet, don't be malabim them. So we see wherever a beged comes in contact with water, Chazal were geyser that this contact should come about, because he might come and be seichet the water from the beged and be mechallel Shabbos. He's melab. Ve'ilu beperek toilem tnan, but we learned in perek toilem, misaninin es hayayin besudrin. That one is permitted to be misanin the yayin, to sieve, to purify the wine, besudrin, by pouring it on the Suda. Now, the Suda is going to get saturated with wine. The Afal Pikain, they weren't geyser. It might be Seichet, the Suda. Hama le Gabiyai le Gazrinin Mishum Schite. Because there's no Malab. Ubereisha Mevi Nami Koma Lifris Sudrolei. They were speaking about one should cover a chovis with yayin, or sheikh, he should cover it with a suda, lekoma osili de schite. The Gemara later speaks about water that one should cover. Then the Gemara says, I might fall in, and I might get wet, and he might be seichetet. V'hayne mishum d'loy shayich libun ela gabi mai. So Memele, so Tosfos said till now, that the Issa of Schite only applies by Mayim, which is Adova Hamalaban, and not by other Mashkois. V'hodam rinen beperik mefanin, im hoiso tzricho shemen. If there was a Yoldis that needed shemen, and there was no shemen in the house, and we had to get the shemen from someone else. We had a problem of hitzor. Ischavoto meviolo besairo. So the chavoto saturates her hair with shemen. Then she goes over to the yoldis, and then they'll squeeze out the shemen, so get shemen now. So the gemara is a poich va'osi lidei schite, or mishani ein schite b'seya, because it does not get absorbed in the seya. The seya is a davar kosher, so there's no schite there. Mashme the shayich schite b'shemen, aber al kaponim. The Gemara, it would seem that there is Shayach Schite B'Shemen. Not the way the Rabbeinu Tam had said till now, that the whole Iser of Schite only applies with water. The Chayim B'Perik Neutel, Sfug, a sponge, Im Yesh Loi Beis Achize Mekanchen Boi. A svug, if there's a base achize, there's a handle to it. It's possible one is can hold the svug without being a psikresha of squeezing this svug, because he has a handle. It's mekanchin boy. One is permitted to be mekaneach with the svug v'imla, but if there's no handle, so the only oifen achize is by holding the svug alone. Ein mekanchim boy mishum dosili de schitas shemen anivla boy. So for some reason Taisus understood we're speaking about shemen over there, and it seems there's an issa schita by shemen also. Ahi schita oimer Rabbeinu Tam. There is a schita that is shayach afilu with shemen, that there's no, there's not shaykh libun, b'havim mishum mefarik. That's chita zosa alts mefarik, v'asurik m'yishchitas zeisim v'anovim. That is also, just like a person is not allowed to be soichet zeisim v'anovim l'mashkeim, so a person is also not permitted to be soichet a shemen, that the shemen that was in the seyer and the svug, so it's not permitted to be seicheded, to be seicheded. That's also it's mefarik. So what's the problem? So we'll say that this schite by misuchraye de nezaise is also lahaduke. We had a problem. It's not shayach malam. Right. So shayach mefarik. V'hocha ime rabbeinu tam. V'lekele meime da oso mishum mefarik. Kivin shan nischat oilech li'ibud. Because the dova han nischat is oilech li'ibud. Afogav da havi psikresh. Now, the Rihitas Loshen of Tosfos would seem as follows. And the Mishnah Brura in Bir Halacha Simen Shin Chof Sif Yud Ches, that the Rabbeinu Tam held that Meleches Dishe, Meleches Mefarik, is only when one is soichet l'meimeyem, one wants to use the mashke hayoytzi mehem. So that is the meloche of mefarik. If the mashke is hoylech liyibut, it's not, it's ein derech dishe bekach. So it's not dishe. Just like we understand, if a person takes psoilis mitoich oichel, that's boire. Oichel mitoich psoilis, that's derech achile. So that means even though you are separating one from the other, but if there's a teiris meloche, or not a teiris meloche, it matters. If it's oichel mitoich psoilis, psoilis mitoich oichel. Meleches Disha is only if you're using the Dovah Hanidish. So then that's Meleches Disha. Taisvis in Shabbos, that Ein Gimel Amid Beis, says a Shtik Teire that Zaymer is only Chayev if it's Tzorich Leitzim. If you need the Eitzim, that's Meleches Zaymer. If you don't need the Eitzim, it's not a Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufe. It's not a Meloche. Meloche Zaymer is only if the Eitzim that were trimmed, that were pruned, you need them, then the Yechayim al Zaymer. And Taisus says over there, Kvoshim Shesochtom Legufe. Taisus brings a Moshe. If you have, and later Taisus will bring down this Haloche. That if you had Peiris or Yerokis that were pickled or in a brine, and now you took them out, and they're too juicy, they're too wet, so you want to squeeze out the juice because it's too wet for you, it's too juicy for you. Kvoshim shesochtam legufon, so it's mutter. So even though I'm making a ma'isa disha, so since it's, I don't need the mayim, it's oilich li'ibud. So Taisvis says in Shabbos, that I'm gimel amud beis, ein derech disha bekach. That means in order to have a tzura of disha, you need the dovah that you are mefarik. Then it's disha. If it's oilich li'ibud, it's not disha in ganzen. So over here, place was understood. We have a nekev minatzad. You put in the stopper with a saturated shmata around it. When by putting it in, it seems that the mashke in the stopper hoylech liibut. It drips down and goes on the ground. So the disha of mefarik doesn't apply. So it's mutter. It's not also filmi darabono. Ein derech disha bekach, period, it's muta legamri. That's how it would seem, that's the rehitis loshen of Taisvis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in Bir Halacha. Now, Lechayre, Taisvis brought down two cases that there was a schita of mefarik by Shemen. One case was that a yoldis, the moisa tzrich and shemen, chavata mevi'a lo b'sairot. So that's very good. There we need the shemen. We're going to squeeze the hair to extract the shemen from the hair that it's saturated in. So there it's mefarik. The Gemara says it's a derabonon because ein tzchita b'sairot. Fine. That's very good. Now Taisus brought another case, a sfug. Ein mekanchen boy, and for some reason Taisus understood it speaking about shemen. And the Gemara says there's a psikreshe. Now over there, when you're mekaneach, when you're cleaning up with the sponge, so what's with the shemen? So the Taisus Arosh says, Besvug l'shem hamashke hu soichet. I don't understand exactly what that means. He soichet it for the mashke. Somehow it means that he's going to use the mashke. I don't know hakinuach and soifig l'shem mashke how the shtims bar kaponim. That's how the Taisus Arosh says klo. That over there somehow you're using the mashke. Besvug l'shem hamashke hu soichet. He soichet it because he needs the mashke, he wants the mashke. It's not hoylich liibud. So if it's not hoylich liibud, so then we have a schita that's also als mefarik. But our case, that it's hoylich liibud, so the Rabbi Netam got stuck. There's no melaben, there's no mefarik. Such as, the Gemara says it's a psikreisha. So what? The Rabbi Netam asked. It's a psikreisha, but he's not doing a malacha. There's no malacha over here. Psikreisha takes off the chesorin of Eine Mechaden, but can't make from not a Moloch a Moloch. V'chein pirish ba'orach, d'chol psikreisha d'loy nicha leishori. Now, the Orach also had the same problem like the Rabbeinu Tam. He also said that a psikreshe de loy nichelei is mutter. Now, the Rivosh says, that Pachsim is the Ritas Loshen that Tosfos will be mashma like this, that Tosfos is comparing the Rabbeinu Tam and the Orach. But really, they're two different Welten. But the comparison is they both had the same problem with our Gemara. In Halacha, they both said, they both held Mesuchayid and Zaisa should be Mutter, but each one, because of different reasons. The Rabbeinu Tam held that Mesuchayid and Zaisa is Mutter because there's no Malacha, there's no Malam, and there's no Mefarik. And the Orach held its Mutter because even though it is a Psikreishe, and Psikreishe is an oisa, but if it's loy nichele, if I don't have any benefit from it, so a psikreshe de loy nichele is mutter. Behein perish baot, the whole psikreshe de loy nichele shari. So we'll have here the same problem. So here, since it's Hoylech Liyibut, the Mashke, so he's not Mechaven for the Mashke, and it's Loinichalei, so it should be Mut. Ve'ikera Yosoi, now where did the Oruch get this halacha that a psikreshe de Loinichalei is Muta? Mipere kol hatoder, alibe darab shimen, mizalfin yayin al gabe hoishin. That according to Rab Shimon de Lozadovo, she'enei miskaven is muta. If I don't have kavona, if I don't have rotzen, so it's muta. So according to Rab Shimon, mizalf in yain al gabi heishin. So one is permitted to be mizalf yain, a person was menadav yain, to be makivin al gabi mizbeach. So it's a kolben. And he's mizalef the yain al gabi yish. That's his code. So the Gemara says, afagav the psikreshe, even though it's a psikreshe. That means he's going to be mechabed eish. And now there's a besunder alav over here. There's a lav of one is not permitted to be mechabed the eish on the atzei hamaroche. But since it's the loy nichel eishori, the vade mechabu, avgav tzikreishu, the vade mechabu, kibin the loy nichelei bahai kibu yishori. That means a psikreishe, the loy nichelei, is muta. Void my sirai. And he brings another rai, of that a psikreishe, the loy nichelei is muta. Now, the first case is really a psikreshe. He doesn't want it, Take. Not only the loy nichele, he's not happy with it. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be mechab. He has no intent to be mechabedesh. It's a psikreshe will occur. But from the second raya, we see that a filu, he doesn't have any benefit from it. That's also called a psikreshe, the loy nichele. Void maisi raya melulav hagosel. The Koma Rabbi Lozo by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lozo, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was the town that holds Dover Shaini Miskaven his mutter. And we'll see Rabbi Lozo when Peshitas of it. So Rabbi Lozo by Rabbi Shimon said, Mematim Anobim B'Yontif. That in Yontif, one is permitted to be Memayit Anobim from Ahodos. Perish, in Ve'Ahodos. The Aloche is, by Ahodos, if there's anova of merubim me'alov, there's more anovim than alim on the hodos, so it's apostle hodos. So Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon said, in Yontif, one is permitted to take off the anovim, to be memayit anovim should be alov merubim me'anovov, and it's permissible. Uporich v'mesaken money. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to do it before it's apostle hodos? By being memayit anovim, you're making it for a kosher hodos. Umukim lo, so the Gemara answers, b'miskaven la'achila. Not that he's doing it to be machshir the hodos. He wants to eat anove. And the mele, the hodos becomes kosher. Sovolo kevua, he holds like his father, he holds like Reb Shimon, Redova Shein Miskaven is mutter. Uporich v'moide Reb Shimon b'psikreishe. Reb Shimon is moide b'psikreishe. Why say it's Redova Shein Miskaven? It's a psikreishe over here, that Zichre Dohodos will become kosher through that he eats the unloving. Umishani loitzriche de islay heishana achite. He has another hodos. He doesn't need this hodos. He has another hodos. So memeile. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? But according, he doesn't need this hodos. But the maise this becomes a kosher hodos. It's weiter from a second one. Alme kiven de loinichelay. He doesn't need it. V'loi chayish b'hai tiko, shori, avar gav the psikreishu. So here we see from the Orch, the psikreishu d'loi nichalei means that filu he doesn't need it, that's also called the psikreishu d'loi nichalei. There's no nichuse in the tikkun of this others, because he has another others. So afilu, so we have had Rav Sheini Miskaven, as long as it's loi nichalei, so he's still called an Einai Miskaven, even though it's a psikreish. That was the two rayas of the Orch. V'nireleri, so memele, so these two people have tremendous problems. The Beinatam, the Orch have tremendous problems in Agamore. Agamore says that a mesuchraya de nezaise is also laduka. So the Rabbeinu Tam couldn't find what melocha there is. The Orch held it's a dover sheni miskaven since it's leinichalei. So it should be muta lagamre. And here we see in the Gemara that Rav Asel. V'nira l'ri de loiko shemidi. That the kash is not shver. The ikala meima, the osel ischait, let's go first on the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, there's no issa whatsoever b'shemen, because the whole issa of schita alts melaben is only b'mai. So, the Ri says, we could say nitazai. The ikala meima, the osel ischait, b'sham ashkin, mishum libun, kemoi b'mai. That means it's melaben. So if it's melabim, so then there's no problem. If it's heilich libud, not heilich libud. Lemaise, the shemen, the yayin, is melabim, the beged. The Benetam said, if there is libun by other mashkois, so why won't they goizel shemo yishoi? So lochere means as follows. That means if you have a beged, let us say that is not clean, it is dirty, and you have some wine, it got saturated with wine. So now, if you'll squeeze out the wine will take out the dirt. It'll clean it, it'll be melabin it. By squeezing it out, the reyach and the tam remains in the beged. That is not a plus. But al koponim, it's some emele, we're not afraid that a person might come and squeeze it out, because he won't do it, because the tam in reyach will remain in the beged. The tam in reyach will remain in the beged through squeezing it out, so therefore he won't squeeze it out. So memele, not the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned that we're not goizel shemo yischoi, because if he would be soichet, there's no libun whatsoever. No. We're not geyser shema yischeit because a person won't want to be soichet. So memele, so it could be that schites osa altmelan. Umotzinon lemeimel nami da osa mishum mefarek. It could also be that it's osa altmefarek. Va'af al gav da havi psikreishe de loy nichelei. It's heilig liibu. Osa lechat chela l'rab shimin. So it's still osa midarabonon. Kamei b'maloche she'eino tzricha l'gufa. That means, apsikreishe d'loi nichalei, fashteitzach, if he doesn't need this disha, so tzricha maloche she'eino tzricha l'gufa. So, but amochle she'tzricha l'gufa is potra v'losa, it's osa lechat chela. So memele, so it's osa al-tzofach, not the way we had said pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam that if it's heilich li'ibud ein derech disha bekach, that it's mufke, the shem disha minei. It's like, zayme vein tzorech la'itzim, it's not zaymer, it's like, it's boira oichel mitech psoilis, it's not boira, no. This is the pula of disha. It's he doesn't need the mashke hayyotze, so it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe, which is also midarabono. So it could be Agamor speaking about malachas disha. Now, v'rayis ha'oruch. So the mele, that's taking care of the Rabbeinu Tam shtikteir. Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no malabin, there's no disha for tzeilach li'ibud. So Malabin, since it's Yayin, there's no Disha Tzeilach Libud, could be, that's not true. Could be there is Malabin, could be there is Disha, and it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufe. Now the Oruch came with a different Cheshbin. The Oruch came with a Cheshbin, that Lamaisa is a Heta of Einem Miskaven, since it's Lei Nichalei. So Psikreshid Lei Nichalei remains Einem Miskaven. The rayis ha'oruch einem rayis. Dehi de mate rab shimen lezalef yayin al gabi ha'ish. Ikalameima de mitzvah shani. There it's mutter als mitzvah. Now here we have a big problem. We have what is pshat mitzvah shani? Mitzvah shani is one can say if it's an isa de rabbono. So Mamela will say the Rabbanon were matir b'mokim mitzvah, b'mokim tzad, they were matir b'mokim mitzvah, they were matir. We have such anhogis by the Rabbanon. But here, when we're speaking about mechabe ha'esh al gabi ha'mezbeach, we are speaking about the reises chamuris. That means this is a nisal di reise to be mechabe esh al gabi ha'mezbeach. He's not mechaven, but it's a psikreisha. But it's loy nichalei. So Tosis wants to say, loy nichalei is not a trufa if it's a psikreisha. So if it's not a trufa, so it should be also min ha'teire. So what's the teire? It's mitzvah shani. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim wants to say that here Tosis was nochis a little to the Oruch. Thesis was noches that it could be in, if I hold davar she'eini miskaven is mutter, so psikreishe de loy nichle is also mutter min ha'teir. Since it's loy nichle, it's, psikreishe de nichle is ki'ilu kivein. Psikreishe de nichle is also not a machaven. Because we see that the Gemara said, "Moide Rav Shimon Abaye v'Rovu Machadish, Moide Rav Shimon b'Psikreish." So, and first the Gemara held Nitzoi. The Rav Shimon holds is that a Dover Sheinim Miskaven Afilo Baye Psikreish. So, a Dover Sheinim Miskaven b'Psikreish has a din of a Machaven. Now, so could be that is Dafke when it's Nichale. It's not an Emes of Machaven. It's not called his Machaven. But if it's nichele for what will occur, so, and it's a psikreish, it will occur, so then it has a din of a mechaven. If it's loy nichele to what will occur, it doesn't have a din of a mechaven min ha'toire. wie der Rabbonen, er ist ein Dinner von Machabe. So, es ihm, das er aber schon, um an zu sein, schaden Teusfis. So, Teusfis, was er meide, bei Mitzvahs zu der Jorach. You're right. Aber sie kreische, du loi nicheloi, meine Teure, das nach ihm ein Dinner von Machabe, mit der Rabbonen ist ein Dinner von Machabe. But since it is only also mit der Rabbonen, Hagemore is good. Hagemore is also mit der Rabbonen. But the Gemara that says that Mutal is Alav al Gabi Yehishim, so since it's only an Issa the Rabbonin, but Moke Mitzvah, speaking of Issa, wants to be in the Makrib of Kodin, wants to be in the Makrib of the Yain al Gabi Yehishim, but Moke Mitzvah like Gosu. That's what Taishvus wants to say. That's how Rabbi Chonon says Pshat in this tickle of Taishvus. V'chein, ahi de islay heishana achite. Now, we have another gemara that the Orach Boraraya from islay heishana achite. So memeila, according to Rabbi Lezer, holds like Rabbi Shimon Dovah, sheni miskaven is muta. So islay heishana achite, so you're permitted to eat the anovim. Why are you permitted to eat anovim? Because Al yedei achilas anovim, even though yedei achilas anovim, lemaise, the hodos will become mukshah. But since isla yeshan achite, so it's a psikreisha delay nichale, he doesn't need the Heksha of this Hodos, because he has another Hodos, so therefore it is Mutter. That is how the Orach learned Pshat in that Gemara. So Taisvah says, it's also no Raya. V'chein ohu d'isla yeshan achiti, kalameime d'shori mishum mitzvah. Also the same thing, that be'emesin apsikreishe d'loi nichalei has a din mechaven midarabona. And the Moki Mitzvah, they weren't Goyza. He says, what's the Moki Mitzvah? He's ending up with another Hodos. So that's why, so even though it's Lainichalai, but there's another Hodos which one could be Mekayim the Mitzvah with. This is a bigger Chiddush Mishum Mitzvah. It is mutter. That's also called the Moki Mitzvah. Inami Hochi Pirusha. Now Taisra says, maybe I'll tell you a different pshat in that Gemara Legami. That Gemara Bechlau does not mean that a psikreshe de loy nichele is mutter. The heter is not psikreshe de loy nichele, the way the Orach understood. Hochi pirushe, vopsik reishe hu, it's a psik reishe. So it's called a machaven. So the Gemara answers, the islay heishana achit. He has another heishana. Vohoyel vechein, since he has another heishana, shori l'rab shimen, it is permissible. Why? The shemo lo yitztarech lo. Maybe he will not need this. V'nimtzo sheloi tikein keili. So there never was a tikein keili. V'hilkach lapsik reishu. Avl Rab Yehuda also d'shemo yitztarech lo. V'goli milse d'kli ova. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. There's a Yesodistike Rabba Magid. It says pshat, the person sees a small splinter of wood and he takes it off. He wants to just break it off. If he's breaking it off because he wants to use the splinter as a toothpick, so the Rav Magid says to this person is chay. If he made a keli, he made a toothpick. If he has no need of a toothpick and he broke it off, so he didn't make anything. That means a splinter is nothing if there's no need for it. If there's a need for it, it could be a keli. A hodos without grapes on it. What is that? So let's talk about during the year. During the year, there's a difference if there's a novimanet, there's not a novimanet. There's no difference whatsoever. In Sukkis, there is a difference. That if there's a novimanet, it's a posel lohodos. If there's no novim, it's kosher lohodos. But this whole difference only applies to someone who's going to use this hodos lemitzvah. So memele, so for him, it's a tikkun. It's a tikkun money. Before there was a posel lohodos, by eating up the grapes, it becomes a kosher lohodos. If he has another hodos, he doesn't need this hodos. So memele, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything at all. What did he do? He's going to use the other hodos. So this hodos won't have grapes. But this hodos will not be used, lemitzvah, so there's no tikkun whatsoever. If it will not be used, it's not considered that a tikkun was done. But let us think for 1 minute. What will be if the hodos he has will become posel? So then, Baruch Hashem, then he has this hodos, will be able to use this hodos. So this hodos is a potential keli. That means if the hodos aleph that I possess will become unusable, so by taking off the grapes, I'm eating it. He's mechaven lachila, but by taking off the anovim, he's making a keli now. If my hodos won't be used. Now, does he have intentions of making a keli? No, he doesn't have any intentions. His intentions to eat the anovim. He's not mechaven to make a keli. Is there a possibility a keli will be made? Yeah, there is a possibility. Because if the hodos that he possesses will become posel, so it comes out by taking off the novim, I made now a keli. That means if I will, there will come a matzav that I'm dependent on this hodos, so it comes out when I took off the anovim, I made now a keli. There's a possibility that the anovim that were taken off letzorech achila by eating it, I made a keli also. Did I have kavanah to do this? No. I had kavanah to eat anovim, not to make the, not to be machshir the hodos. Will I be making a keli? Could be yes, could be no. So here, but it's not a psikreish. It's not called a psikreish. I'm zicha making a keli because if the hodos I have will not become posel, so I didn't make a keli. So there is a suffix if I'm making a keli through eating the anovim. I'm not mechaven to make a keli, I'm mechaven to eat the anovim. So the Gemara says it's totally in the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, since you're not mechaven, and it's not a psik reishe, so it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskaven is also, so since there's a possibility that this might be used for a hodo shel mitzvah, and some mail it's also, because even though you're not mechaven to make it, but could be through this achila, you are making a keli. So Bekitzer, Tosfos is saying, the Gemara that the Oruch had said, that from this Gemara we see that a psikreshe, the loy nichale is mutter, there b'chlau the Gemara, that is not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, pumfaker, that it is not a psikreshe, it's a davo sha'inei miskaven, and since the islay hodos achine, so it's a suffix if I'm making a keli, if I'm not making a keli, so it's no more psikreishi. So now it's totally in the machloikis of dovo sha'ine miskavin, is it mutter or osa? So according to Rab Shimon, it's mutter. So that's what, so it could be from that gemore, this bechlal norai. Period. So Mamela, so what did Tosfos do now? Tosfos, the Oruch had brought two rayas that a psikreshe de loy nichele is mutter, mezalfen yayin al gabi ha'ishim, and you're permitted to eat the anovim of ahodos, and these two halachas, the Baruch had said the reason it's mutter because it's a psikreishe deloy nichle. He said he has a loch of eini miskaven, and the Ri said no, could be he has a din of miskaven a psikreishe deloy nichle. The Gemara means to say it's not a psikreishe by heishanim, and by misalfen yain could be it's mutter osos mida rabono tzarich mitzvah wamata. Now Taisva says, "Val pirisha oruch kosher." But now Taisva says, "Now the rayis I shlugged up, but now I'll ask kashes on the oruch." This nam beperik shmeine shrotzim. We learned in perik shmeine shrotzim. Hamafis musa b'shabbes. Hamafis musa b'shabbes means a person has a boil with pus in it. And it's painful, so he squeezes out the pus. Now, when he's squeezing out the pus, he's making a pesach. He's making a hole in the boil, and to make a pesach for a boil goes into Meleches Bainim. That means, Yesh binyim bo'odom, Rashi brings down later, it says, Vayiven es atzelo. So it's Baina, he's making a Pesach, he's making a Pesach. So it says as follows, Hamafis Musa b'Shabbos. A person squeezes out Musa, Im Laseis Lo Peh. Now, if he has an intent to make a Peh, that means he wants that Pesach to this boil should remain, he wants it to remain, he wants that air should come in. He wants that there should be a Pesach, that the pus should drain out from this Pesach. It's chayiv. So this is chayiv minatayre. It's a mechalo Shabbos minatayre. He made a Pesach. Begufa odom, nischayiv al tzboi. Ve'im lo hoitzi mimen olecha. But if the purpose of the Pesach was, I don't need a Pesach, I just want to get the lech out. So when I'm getting, if the only purpose I have from the Pesach is that the lech is coming out, is potter. V'davke mishum tzara potter umuta avila mishum tzara yos. Afagav delay nichelei bepekla. Now, so the poshut pshat and the Gemara there is as follows, that just like we hear a chayfa gume, a person digs a hole, bein tzorich elo la'afro, that means he does not need the hole, he needs the dirt, so he's taking dirt out from the earth, and by taking out dirt, automatically he makes a hole. Now, a hole is chayev al tzchayrish, al tzboine. So I'm being chayrish, I'm being boine, but I don't need it. So that's a maloche shein tzricha legufa. That means I'm making a hole, but I don't need the hole for the purpose that wasn't the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they made a hole, they needed the hole. I'm making the hole, but not because I need the hole, because I need the offer. So it's a malocha shein etzricha leguf. According to Rab Shimon, it's potter. Minat, so it's potter. Avalosa, it's also midarabon. Now, here I'm making a Pesach. I'm making a Pesach. But when I squeeze out the pus from the boil, I'm making a Pesach. Do I need the Pesach? I don't need the Pesach. I don't need that there should be a Pesach. I just need that the pus should get out. So just like a chayfah gufa vein tzorcha ela la'afro, he doesn't need the hole. Here he doesn't need the Pesach that is being made. Thank you. Here he doesn't need the Pesach that is being made. So lechayicha tamalacha shein tzricha leguf. He's making a Pesach. He doesn't need the Pesach. So the halacha is that it's also midarabonon and b'mokim tzar they were makel. That is lechayicha pshat in the Gemara. But according to the Oruch, the Oruch said, a psikreisha deloi nichalei is muta without cheshbonis of mokim tzar. Psikreisha nichalei is muta legamri. So Tosfos asks on the Oruch, why does the Gemara say that b'mokim tzar, that the heter is because it's b'mokim tzar, it should be muta because it's a psikreisha deloi nichalei? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'chein machat shel yad, litel bo esakoitz, deshori mishum tzar. A person has a splinter in his hand, a very deep splinter. You're allowed to take out the splinter, even though when taking out the splinter, you make blood. So it's also muta, ischoivul. It's also muta, b'mokim tzar, they were mata. So it's also the same lomdis. Poshta de tamalocha shein tzricha leguf. I don't need the chabura. I need to take out the splinter, but it's, I don't need it. There's no tzairach for the chabura. So tamalocha shein tzricha leguf. B'mokim tzar they were make. But the Gemara says also this, the heter is because it's b'mokim tzar. So Tosfos is asking, according to the Oruch, why do you need the heter of b'mokim tzar? Should be muta lechatchila because it is a psikreisha delei nichalei. That face was kasha. Chaimachat shayad lita basakoy sishom mishum tzar avilav ochios avagav le nichalei klam. So Tosfos shlugged up the rayas from the Yoruch, and Tosfos brought two kashas against the Yoruch. But now Tosfos got stuck. Avol ktsas kosher. Ipsik reishe deloi nichalei osa. Amai koma rav bepeirik chovis. Kvoshim shesochton legufon poter umuta. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Kvoshim, that means let's say he had something that was soaking in brine, pickles, let's say. He was koivish it, and now he wants to eat the pickle, but the pickle is too juicy. It's too much brine in it, so he wants to squeeze out the brine, the juice, in order that the pickle should not be so juicy, so salty. Kvoshim shesochtom legufom poter umuter. So the Gemara says, it's potter and mutter. Hoyu ve'ein tzorech l'mayim ha'yotze. He doesn't need the disha. He's making disha over here. He doesn't need it. Va'ashta afal gab ve'ein tzorech hoyu liyosh osa. That means Tosfos had problems over here. L'chayra, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's gewaldic. We mentioned before Tosfos says in Shabbos, ein derech disha bekach. If you don't need the mashke, so Bechlal it's not Disha. Tosfos did not learn like that. According to the Yoruch, it's a psikreishin leinichalei. It is Disha, but it's leinichalei. It's a psikreishin leinichalei. So it's also muta. According to Tosfos, it is Disha. And a psikreishin leinichalei is also, and we have a problem. The Gemara says there it's muta. Poimari, the metzina lemeima, the davke kvoshim shori. Davi hanisrat mehem, kmoi uchle de ifris. Ve ein shein mashka olof, kidamrinen, da filu lemeimeyem, poter avul osa. Now Tosfos says, emoidike chiddish. Now let me explain what the chiddish of Tosfos is. For example, there's an issa schita min ha-teir. If a person takes a grape and squeezes out a grape, so he's chayev al tzeichet. He took out mashke from oichel. Yain is called mashke, a grape is called oichel. That's dishe, that's mefarik, and he's chayev. Min ha-teir, if a person will take a orange and squeeze out the orange, the juice from the orange, let us not speak about that it became popular to have orange juice, but let's say before it became popular. Affluence popular, it's also not posh, it should be a deraisa. But before it became popular, he wants to have orange juice. It's not, people usually don't have, he wants to have orange juice. He squeezes out the juice from the orange, he drinks the orange. So that is not called schita. Why? Because since people don't drink orange juice, it's not oimid to be drunk. So memele, it doesn't have a shame mashke. Mashke is something that people drink. This is something that people drink. So memele, that is a teres mashke. This is a din, it's a liquid oichel. It's uchle de ifras. That means, what did you do? You separated oichel from oichel. That means wine is a shame mashke. Shemin is a shame mashke. So I took a mashke from an oichel. That is mefarik. But if I took an oichel from an oichel, so that's not a mefarik. You're separating an oichel from an oichel. That's not mefarik. So Tosfos is saying over here that the water that you kvetch out from the pickle is also uchle de ifres. Now here, it's very mechudishtik, because bishloime, if a person would have, let's say, a cucumber, was not soaking in brine, and he squeezes out the cucumber for some reason, so we'll say, look, that cucumber is not oimed for the juice, and some amele, so he's be separating oichel from oichel. Here, he's really kvetching out, he's kvetching out brine, water, whatever it is, it's water and salt, vinegar, whatever it is, it's a mashke. Here he's scratching out a mashke from an oichel. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chof, when he speaks about, when he mentions this nekude, that this is not, this is not so posh, this is uchle de ifres. But Taisus says this, so let's just appreciate the chiddush of Taisus. That even though he's kvetching out something which was l'chatchila mashke, somehow Tosfos holds now that it became nivla in the oichel, it gets a shame oichel, and you'll squeeze it out, it's uchle difres, it doesn't have a shame mashke. And Tosfos proves the point, because Tosfos says that afilul meimeyem poter avolos, afil I want the juice alone, it's also poter avolos. So why is it potter avolos? Why in Yuchayv if I want the juice? Now, that's the end of this sugya. Now, Tosfos seems to go back to the beginning. Now, Tosfos wanted to say that the Rabbi Natan brought a raya that by Shal Mashkin, it's not Shaykh Malabim, because... And he brings a raya because a person can take a suda and be misanin yayim with the suda. We're not afraid he might be seichetit. So why not? It's a raya because a fellow will be seichetit is no malab. So that was the benetam's raya that is no libun by sham mashke. So Taisa said before, maybe when that geyser might be seichetit because the tam and reich will be made. Now Tosfos says on that previous raya of the Benetam ba'oidya shloima, the chol dovo sha'odom oise b'mezit. If a person wants to saturate b'mezit, a beged is lo shach l'mei m'shem yischait. So he won't squeeze it out if he's maskim b'yadayim. He's putting it there to get saturated. So there's no gzeir shem yischait. The svaru who kiven the ledas kain who wants it, since he wants it to get saturated, so he's not he won't squeeze it. Lohochi gabi mesanin in esayayim, lechayshin in shemo yizchayt. Va'osi shapir, so Tosva says, and with this, it is very good, another gemara, which according to the Rabbeinu Tam is very shver. And according to me, it's good. Hodinido maremes v'tayveles b'bigdeho. Now, this is a very interesting gemara. The gemara says as follows. Like this. One is not permitted to be tayvel kalim in Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's nirei kemesaken before. It's tamei now, became to nirei kemesaken. It's brought down l'aloch. Let's say a person is a keli that wasn't ketoybel. So he's not a table in Shabbos. If he doesn't have any other keli, there's a oifen of harome. He goes and lets, he's gonna use this to shep water from a river, let's say, from a body of water, and he'll drink it. He'll drink the water. At the same time, he's being table to keli. So that's a harome. So l'tzayre harome is mutter. Now, the same way an Isha had Tommy Dike Begodim, and she wanted to table the Begodim on Yom Tov or Shabbos, and she has a problem. She can't table the Begodim. That's a Tikkun Mone. So she's going to go swimming with her, not swimming, she's going to go to cool herself off. But she's not going to take off her Begodim. She's at Tzanua, so she'll go with her Begodim. So Maremes V'Toyveles, I need the maremes with the big deal, and with that she'll be tabled the begodim also. Now how did the Rabbeinu Tam learn pshat in this gemara? Now what's going to be afterwards? She's going to come out with drenched begodim. Now maybe let's be going to Shema Yisret. Here we're talking about water. So Tosfos says al kochach, you have to say that since be your dying, I want it to become saturated, the devil will go to Shema Yisra. V'chein b'perik ches de yuma ha'hoilach lahakbol p'nei rabbi. A person wants to be magbol p'nei rabbi. Oiver atzavore b'mayim. She goes into the water behedye till his neck. No. V'legazrin in Shema Yisra. She will keep in shal lefish ledas kain hu oise. He's doing it. Bekavone. So Memela, so the whole raya of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from that Mesaninim, Yayim Besudrin, that's a raya that is no Libun, by Yayim, is Bechlal no raya. I'll bring you raya, so full of by water, a person is permitted to saturate it with water. So Kochoch, if he does it Bekavone, there's no Gzeira Shemisha. Umiyu ikol ameimo hosom de mitzvah shanim. Taisha said, now the second rai heilach lagbol pnei rabbi could be, there's no rai from over there, could be there is a gzeire shemo yischoi, but the moke mitzvah, lagbol pnei rabbi, so they were made. Al koponim, we went through a whole taisvis, and the oruch, had a terrible problem with Agamorim. Agamorim says that you're not permitted to Mesuchaya Dinizaisa, which we said, Pshat, that was a stopper that was wrapped around with Begodim, and it gets saturated from the Yayin Mesuchachovich. You're not allowed to put it in the hole, take it out of the hole, because by doing this, you are squeezing out the yayin, and the problem was, according to the oruch, the subsecretion, the loy nichala. He doesn't have any nechusa that the wine is since it's going leibut, so it should be mutter. So it's a problem. Agamo says it's also. Now, ubaorech perish loshen acher. The orech had another pshat in our gemara. Misuchaya de nezaise, stimes gigish shel sheicha. Again, a stopper of a gigish shel sheicha. Also lahaduke, He's not allowed to put the stimen tight into the gigis. The shemo tibotel hastime eitzel hagigis. Maybe the stimen will become bottle to the gigis. V'yase kli b'shabes. He's making a kli b'shabes. Ashrek lechem ais over here, which we have to understand. He's putting in a stopper, and he's not allowed to put it in tight, because if he puts it in tight, he might be mevatel the stima to the gigis, that this will remain here forever. It's not a if he's not mevatel it, so that means, so you have here an opening, and he's not being soisem de keili, but if he put it in tight, and it could be, it'll be mevatel to remain there, so he's being soisem de neker, so then he's making a keili. So you're not allowed to do it. Maybe he'll be mevatel the steam, and he's making a keili b'shabbos. Ve'ein nira l'ri. So the Ri doesn't understand, so what's pshat in this gemara? The heichi domi, how's it speaking about? When he puts in tightly the steamer, what does he want? Does he want to be soisim the nekev? My psikresha shayich kan. Miyadu oisi keili. The miskabin la sois. Where's that psikresha? The Gemara says, he so what does he want? Does he want to be mevatla to the keili? Does he want to be soisim the nekev? So he's making a keili. So he's a miskaven to make a keili. V'imein b'date levatlo, if he does have no intention, how he, there's a nekev, there's a stopper, and then fakert. So a stopper is made to, that's a pesach, and then you shut it and you open it, and there's no asiyas keili. V'imein b'date levatlo shom. In Kele have it psikreish, so with the psikreish, she yasana Kele. The Shreklech, our Gemara says, even though he's not mechaven, but it's a psikreish, and it's also, what is it talking about over here? If he wants to be mevatalit, so he's making a Kele. He's not shaykhas with a psikreish, he wants to make a Kele, he wants to be seisim the naked. If he doesn't want to be mevatalit, so where's the psikreish? Bieshloimer bedeichik. Shehu miskaven levatlo. He wants to be mevatel this steam over here. He wants it should remain there. Ve'einoi miskaven laseis keili. But he's not mechaven laseis keili. He has no intentions. He put it in there tight. He has no intentions of making a keli, but al kochoch a keli will be made since he wants it to remain there. V'shayich bei psikreishe, hoyil ve'enoi miskaven legamri laseis keli. Very difficult to understand what we're speaking about over here. That means he banged it in, and when he banged it in, let's say he banged it in very tight, he's afraid he has to carry this gigis. If it won't be tight, the wine's going to drip out. So he banged it in very tight with an intention that the wine shouldn't drip out. Now he has to go and take the barrel from one place to another place. And if it won't be tight, and it took him a good half hour to bang it in to make sure that it's tight. After he banged it in, and he's thinking to take it out again, it's not worthwhile. So he's really putting it in now, not to be mashlim the keli. He's putting it in now that the yain shouldn't come out. That's his kavone. But since it's such a difficult affair to do,
So he's going to leave it there already. He's not going to take this out. That's once is enough. He won't do it again. But Lemaise, by leaving it there, he's making a keli. That's called a binyan on a keli, which in Yisod, he didn't have intentions for this. He's an ene miskaven, but it's a psikreisha. And that the Gemara says that it is awesome.